This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With me, Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, boo.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer, and I am here in the studio today with a Summer House veteran. She has been on Bravo for a fair few years now, and she's finally in the studio. Please welcome Amanda Batula.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going. It is going.
We're like halfway through the season.
Yep.
I think we're getting a mid-season trailer maybe by the time you're listening to this. How has this season been for you, just when you look back on all the different seasons that you've done now, like what's the vibe on this one? Kind of like, where does it rank
overall as a group? I think this is one of our best summers. I think, you know, a lot of the friendships and relationships are in a good place, and the new cast is like absolutely crushing it. Our new friends,
you guys, the casting this season with West and Jesse, it really, the whole, there's no like, it doesn't feel like there's anybody who is kind of like fading to the background. And it also doesn't feel like there's anybody who's like too much in a way.
Yeah. Like, I feel like they have similar personalities to like Kyle and Carl that first summer, that they just kind of like get down and dirty and they're involved, and, you know, they're not staying quiet and just like sitting and listening at dinner. They're participating. Mm-hmm. And they have some good things to say sometimes.
Some good, maybe some, yeah. Maybe some less good.
They're men at the end of the day.
It's been, yeah, I think Summer House is an interesting show for new cast members. Like, we've seen a lot of people come on the show over, you know, 8 seasons now, and it has to be a personality match. It has to be like, you know, sometimes there's a relationship dynamic, but like it's not always an easy group to come into, it feels like.
Yeah, I would say, I don't think it's like a personal thing. I feel like everyone that has come into the house has left with friends, like depending on who it is, whether mm-hmm. like, you know, Maya with like me, Sierra mm-hmm. and Paige, like we still see her, or like, you know, Luke and Andrea are really close with like Carl and Lindsay. So I think it's more so something that like, I guess, the people above are feeling like it's missing.
Yeah.
Because we always have a great summer with everyone. I guess it's, you know, it all comes down to what the fans want.
Well, I mean, like, I feel like you watch a lot of reality TV, and it's like having like the 8 closest friends isn't always the 8, you know, most entertaining people to watch on TV.
Yeah. You want to watch people that like don't like each other or aren't afraid to like, you know, say some crappy things behind each other's backs.
Yeah. This yeah. season has been, I think everyone is really enjoying it from what I see. It's like, you know, kind of like a different vibe from the last couple of years, maybe. Obviously, going into this season airing, I think the biggest thing that people were, you know, watching out for was the dynamic between Carl and Lindsay, which obviously we've seen, it's a major thing on the show.
Yeah.
Obviously, a lot happened once you guys were done filming. How has it been kind of watching that back for you with everything that's happened since then?
Yeah, I think there was a lot of stuff that we weren't privy to, or that, you know, you're hearing from like different people's points of views. It's been interesting watching back, but we as a, you know, a house kind of knew. We like saw that there was trouble in Paradise. Like, we were all aware of it. So I don't think we're as shocked watching it back as the viewers are, but it's definitely been difficult to watch mm-hmm. back.
Yeah, it's tough. And I think in the last couple episodes, like you and Paige kind of having that more kind of like deeper conversation with Lindsay about some of the issues that they were facing, and Paige really for the first time maybe ever being like, wow, I have a lot of emotions for Lindsay.
I know. I think she was shocked that it was coming out of her mouth. I was speechless. I don't think I even like said anything. I just stood there with my eyes wide open, like,
Yeah. But I think that was such a key indicator of like how complicated of a situation it was. And the fact that all of you guys have known each other for so long and through so many different kind of phases of relationships and friendships, and that it's not just like a, you know, this team or that team. It's yeah. like a, it's a really like, it's a whole ball of.
Yes. I think it's, there's, yeah, it's not teams at all. I think that, you know, we are able to have compassion for both people. Cause at the end of the day, something, you know, they called off their wedding and they have to start over, and, you know, they broke up, and that's difficult for anyone to go through when you, you know, see a future with that person. So, yeah, I think that whether you think someone is right or wrong, you can still have compassion for them and feel like, you know, bad.
Yeah. It does feel like what you were saying, kind of like the overall like strength of the relationships in the group, like even like Sierra and Lindsay working together on their Southern dinner. It's like, it does feel like there are less kind of like real, like feuds, for lack of a better word, like in the house. Like everybody is kind of sort of on a level with each other, which is nice.
Yeah, I think I know we all went into the house, you know, pretty open-minded. I do think that Carl and Lindsay not coming out that first weekend, and, you know, the rest of us just being able to like exist in the house and not have to, because everyone's had a history with Lindsay to some capacity, but I think that first weekend really set the tone for the whole summer. So when she, you know, when they came into that fun, it was kind of like, okay, like this is going to be a good summer. Like we're going to have fun this summer. And that just kind of continued throughout. We all, you know, the girls got along for the most part this summer. We were really close, and it was yeah. fun.
Yeah. It's like, if you watch back some of those old seasons, it has not always been that way.
No, there's been a divide. And this is, you know, even though we have people that we're more comfortable with, we definitely came together a lot more as a group this summer.
Yeah.
A girl group.
When you look back, I mean, you've been on the show in, you know, in some capacity for all 8 seasons. What is it like to just think about that much time of your life that's evolved on this show?
It's crazy. We were just talking about this. When I was on the show, I had just turned 25. Like I think I was 24 at my first appearance. Oh no, 25. Yeah, I was 25 when I was first on the show that first season, and I'm 32 now. So the difference between being 25 and 32, you like live a whole lifetime. It feels like, you know, you really grow up. So having, you know, that be on TV has been interesting and hard at times, but you know, I've been able to learn a lot from it and better myself from it as well. I've gained a lot more confidence too.
Yeah. When you think back to those early days of the show, like season 2, when you really like joined the cast, but even season 1 a little bit, did you have any kind of like thought process about like, I'm signing up for this thing that's gonna be this crazy ride? Or was it just like, yeah, I guess?
Yeah, I was just kind of like, yeah. I mean, it was season, so for season 2, I was dating Kyle. We'd been together for almost a year officially at that point. So I was kind of like, all right, well, if my boyfriend's going to do this, like, you know, I'll just, you know, do it with him. Because the alternate option was to stay home all summer. Well, he's like
twiddle your thumbs.
Yeah, like partying and filming in the Hamptons. And I'm just like back, you know, in the city or in my own house, like not associating with him. So, or breaking up would have been like another alternative, which, you know, we didn't want to do. So it was kind of along for the ride. And I was able to sort of be in Kyle's shadow and let him, you know, run things and, you know, get my footing and get comfortable with it. I didn't have to like show up and make a huge splash because I would have got the boot immediately. They'd be like, this girl is boring. Like if I wasn't fighting with Kyle, it would have been like, there, she's giving nothing.
I feel like though, like, I mean, obviously, you know, you've shown us more on the show since then.
Yeah.
But I feel like there is something important in an ensemble cast about having different types of personalities, different sort of like conflict styles and things. It's like not everybody can be the loudest person in the group.
And that, I think that's the issue with like the first season, is that there were a lot of loud people. But yeah, that's definitely, you know, people say that I do bring that side to things. And Sierra and Paige always get mad at me sometimes when I play devil's advocate, because I'm always trying to like calm the situation. Yeah. There's actually one season where production had to tee me up before a dinner and say, we know you want everyone to get along, but you just let things play out. Don't interrupt everyone and say like, let's stop fighting. They're like, you just got to let it happen.
Yeah. I mean, I think for a lot of people who haven't been on reality TV, that's like something where it's like, well, I could never do this because I just want to enjoy my dinner.
Yeah. I would like try to like have people make amends and they're like, not yet. It hasn't boiled over yet. They'd be like, Amanda, shh.
Yeah. How does that kind of like vibe translate to when you do reunions? Because obviously like the whole point of reunion, it's like sort of an unnatural thing to sit down and like hash everything out. Like,
yeah.
How do you approach that?
My gosh. I always think that I'm going to go into it and just listen. And I end up just saying, I think a lot more than I want to. Mm. It's good to listen, but I feel like, I mean, I'm such a forgetful person also. Like my memory is so bad. So sometimes I forget that like I'm beefing with someone or like I had an issue with them until it gets brought up. And then I'm like, oh yeah, like that was messed up. Like I actually don't like you right now.
You're like, this person said on Twitter, and you're like, God damn it.
God. And I'm like best friends with that person. And I'm like, wait, we were fighting. You know, I just like forget all about it.
I think sometimes the best cast dynamics though are those ones where it's like you can fight and then make up and like things are constantly shifting in certain ways where it's like it's not just we're watching the same two people arguing for like 3 years in a row.
And I had to learn how to do that because I'm a sensitive person. I'm an emotional person. So when I would fight with someone, like it really hurt me. It would, you know, affect my mood. I'd be really upset. It was hard to like come back from that. But over the seasons, I think over the years, I've gotten thicker skin. I have more confidence. I'm able to just like let things go and realize like it's not the end of the world.
Right. And even like from like a online or like fan perspective, it's like if like Nancy from Chicago asks a shady question on Twitter, it's like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. I think before season 7, I was having a really hard time with like the fans and letting the internet get to me. And it was really rough. You know, I almost was like, I don't want to go back. But now I've like, it's just hogwash. I'm like, say what you want. I really don't care. Like half the stuff people are saying aren't even true. So I'm just like, get it out.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the 3-beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Speaking of your memory, I got a kick earlier in this season when you read some notes that you had taken.
Like,
is that something that you do during the season regularly?
No. So I've never done that before, but like I said, my memory is so bad. When I heard her say, you know, those things, I was like, this is important enough that not only do I need to remember this for the next morning, I need to make sure I know verbatim what was said and that like I don't, you know, just like paraphrase the words that came out of her mouth because that'll backfire against me. So like I need to be certain. It wasn't to like, you know, be against her. It was more so I had information when and if I was asked about it.
No, I think that came through because I think that felt like such a sensitive situation, knowing everything that Carl has gone through and how, you know, much of a journey that's been. So it felt like everybody was trying to kind of tread carefully in a way that was like respectful, not like gotcha kind of.
Yeah, no, yeah. It wasn't a gotcha thing. It was more so like if I was going to talk about it, I didn't want to put words in Lindsay's mouth. I wanted to make sure I was saying it correctly.
How do you feel this season? Obviously, you and Kyle have had, you know, ups and downs over the years on the show. I think in a lot of ways, it's like you've sort of like proved the haters wrong. It's like they're still
rooting against us, but yeah.
How do you feel like this season? I feel like we're watching you now have more like specific kind of things of like moving out of the city, like take stuff with the business. Like it feels like more of kind of like maybe like narrower kind of issues that you're still working through.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I don't know. I feel like Kyle and I are trying to evolve and, you know, our opinions keep changing. But we were definitely in a weird place before the summer. And I think that, you know, that's why, you know, I'm so short with him and he's like kind of snippy back at me or so emotional. It's just, we were going through it. Mm-hmm. But it's actually interesting how many messages I get from married people saying how relatable what they're watching is.
Yeah.
Whereas other people are saying, like, a lot of men are saying, be nicer to your husband.
Like, yes, some of that does not surprise me that you're getting like...
But like so many married women are like, you know, thank you for showing this side of a relationship, which again, our relationship is not like the healthiest. I'm fully aware of it. Okay. But I think people like to be able to see that other couples fight. Because everyone shows their relationship as like the best sides of their relationship, even like your own friends and like family, mm-hmm. you know, no one's talking about every single negative moment. So there's a lot of women that have been saying like, thank you for, you know, making me feel like it's normal to fight or like hate your husband for a period of time.
I think, yeah. And I think because you guys we've seen you for so many, you know, phases of your lives and relationship at this point, like there is that kind of like trajectory where it's like you're still working in a direction of like a positive.
Yeah.
Whereas I think this season, part of what's been a little bit like hard to watch with Lindsay and Carl is that it's like, it feels like the negatives are maybe outweighing the positives. And then ultimately, obviously they ended their relationship.
Yeah.
That it's like, it sort of is that contrast where it's like, okay, like disagreeing about, you know, buying a house is not the same as like screaming at each other every weekend.
Yeah. And like, yeah, holding like drinking and drug use and sobriety. Yeah. It was their cuts were pretty deep where Kyle and I are like talking about things that we're not even necessarily ready to do.
I actually think between you and Kyle and Lindsay and Carl, and then also Paige and Craig, like there are a lot of really interesting sort of relationship conversations happening this season. And even with Paige and Craig, the idea of, you know, helping pay for an apartment or, you know, moving to a bigger place and having that kind of like dynamic. Like, I think all of these they're like relatable issues in different ways.
Yeah.
But I think it's cool to kind of have the different things going on.
Yeah, because not everyone has the same relationship.
Right.
So people are able to relate to different aspects of each, which, yeah, I mean, that's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. To try to be as relatable as possible.
What did you think when you heard that Kyle was asked to be a flower boy? Oh, that was tough.
I, as mean as I can be to Kyle, I do try to protect him at all costs. So when something happens that he's upset about, I try to like make it seem like it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. Like, so I tried to be really optimistic about it. But he was so upset. Like you could see that he was his little like drunk puppy dog eyes. He was like, so I'm not a groomsman.
It was just like, it was a little, it was weird. It was weird energy.
Yeah. And I feel like the way that he was like asked to, Kyle thought it was going to be something mm-hmm. bigger. And it wasn't. And yeah, I don't know. The flower boy thing, Kyle and I talked about it as a joke, but my dad was like, you're going to have a grown man like throw flowers down the aisle. Like he's like,
yeah, it's funny. Cause I feel like when like people get married and they want to do something like funny and like silly at their wedding, and then you have like the like adults in the room are like, no, this is like your real wedding.
Yeah, this is weird. It's like the younger generation gets it, but like the older generation are like, why is this man in a fanny pack throwing things at me?
Like, we're not here to make TikToks.
It's yeah, like why are you dancing down the aisle? Yeah, so he was definitely hurt about that. And, you know, Paige had his back in that sense because, yeah, it was kind of messed up.
Yeah.
But I kind of got it. You know, Lindsay and Kyle don't have the best history. Mm-hmm. So if she didn't want him standing up there on her wedding day, then
yeah,
that was kind of her choice.
That's tough. We were talking before we started recording about Winterhouse a little bit. And I know Winterhouse is like on pause or whatever right now. But you have done 3 seasons in a row.
Yeah.
You and Kyle. Is it weird to like not have that on the schedule this year?
I was relieved. It's been, we were like, either we were filming or we were airing. There was no downtime.
Yeah.
It was a lot. And I think it was evident my body was rejecting filming that 3rd season of Winterhouse because I got sick before coming in. So I had to arrive late.
Uh-huh.
I was like sick most of like the beginning. Then there was like this cold going around the house that I got hit with the worst. So I was like sick during the end and middle of it. And then I had to leave early because I had my brother's birthday. So I just wasn't really, I was like going to bed early. Yeah, everyone's like, you actually can't hang out with us because you're sick. You have to go in bed. So yeah, my body was like, we need a break.
Yeah, it's tough. I've talked to, like, I remember having, I think Austin and Craig were here when one of the seasons of Winterhouse was airing. And it was just like, even breaking down the timeline of like, wait, so you filmed Southern Charm when? Like,
yeah,
it's a lot to keep straight.
Even yeah.
Just like, knowing what's airing at what time and like who knows what.
Yeah, because we would have filmed it in February, March.
Yeah.
And then Summer House would air and then Winter House would air and then we'd film Winter House. Summer House would air, then we'd film Summer House and then Winter House would air. So it was like every other. It was just.
Right. Like you're always like blocking off like a month on the calendar for this. Like
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
I know you. So Kyle did Traitors season 1. Mm-hmm. You both have done Winter House.
Mm-hmm.
Are there like other projects or types of things that you would be wanting to do
on TV
or like whatever?
I think Kyle's just made for reality television. I feel like I want to see him doing like more like, you know, either game shows or like hosting things. He's just so good in front of the camera. Me, I'd be terrible. I need to do something else. I would love to like start my own business or company in some way, even if it doesn't last long, just to like experiment with having something of my own, whether it's, you know, in fashion or something else, just doing something.
What you guys have done with Loverboy is so impressive.
Yeah,
because I feel like back in like the earlier seasons of Summer House, it was like, okay, like there's this drink that is like this drink that they talk about on the show, and then now it's like it's around.
Yeah. No,
it's real.
Yeah. It's very real. It's been, there's been a lot of obstacles, a lot of ups and downs, a lot of trial and error, but you know, Kyle, he really does work so hard and he hustles and he makes things happen. And yeah, if he left the team, I don't think that the business would be as successful at all.
Yeah. I mean, those long hours.
Yeah. Like he has other people doing stuff, but if they need, like if he needs to step in, he will step in. He will play bad cop all the time. Yeah.
I can see that. I can see that for him.
Like someone would come with a problem and be like, okay, I told them what you said I should tell them. And this is what they came back with. And then he's like on the phone immediately being like, you know, da 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 da. He's like, okay, I got it sorted out. It's like, you know, no one does it better than Kyle Cook.
Spring has sprung, and that means it is time for some spring cleaning. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring ones, make sure you are using Ibotta to get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure you're shopping smarter, not harder, no matter what you are purchasing. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost cost of a spring wardrobe refresh, a new warm weather bedding set, or a flight for that summer getaway you've been eyeing. Other apps, they give you points that don't amount to much. But with Ibotta, you just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and you get real cash that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including all your favorite grocery stores, Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying by using the code MENTION when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code MENTION. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code MENTION.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So we know that you are a Bravo fan as well as a Bravo celebrity. I want to just ask you a couple quick questions about like housewives and other things.
Okay.
Do you have like a favorite housewife? Is that, I know it's a tough question, but.
I don't know. I would say I don't. I think sometimes meeting them, they can be so different from who you see. Mm. You know, so I don't play favorites. They say don't meet your heroes. So yeah. I try not to have any favorites.
It is tough when you're like, at like BravoCon and stuff like that, where it's like, okay, like I'm not necessarily meeting the person who's like, you know, flipping a table or whatever.
Yeah,
it's like,
and also like, they're not like being performative for me. They're not, you know, we're in the green room, like with, you know, just hanging out, kind of just unwinding. And
yeah,
you know, sometimes people are a little snippy.
Is there like a classic moment that you love, like a Bravo moment?
Oh my goodness. I can't think of one off the top of my head, but I know, I mean, I was just talking about this before. Salt Lake City has some classic, like epic moments.
Yes.
Like they really bring it. And I think one of my favorites that I can think of currently is Lisa Barlow with the drag makeup and how she was like, you know,
it's
how
like she gets her glam.
Exactly. I was like, that's, and I mean, production was so, you know, they really got her with that one. You know, the cameras were down and it was hot mic'd and, it was very much so like not intentional, but I thought that was funny. Aside from the ending, of course, but
yes.
Yeah.
I feel like Salt Lake City, for the fact that they've only been on a few seasons, they really have like, they've gotten in there quick with a lot of iconic stuff.
Jen and, you know, going to jail, Heather's black eye, like the Instagram account, you know, there's been so the losing the ring, the, you know, some of the hot mic moments, there's been a lot that has happened. It's a pretty iconic show.
Yeah, I feel like Summer House, it's like, we just like drink and hook up with each other.
Yeah, we're just like mad about absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it was crazy. I think objectively earlier this season when Lindsay compared Carl to Tom Sandoval, it was a lot.
It was. So I took notes that night too, because I was, you know, obviously intoxicated. I came home and, you know, under the influence of, you know, whatever. And they came home and I heard her say that. And I was like, what the hell? And then when she was talking to me in the kitchen for so long, I literally whipped out my phone while she was talking to me and started writing it down to remember. And one of the things was that she called him like Sandoval.
Yeah.
And I was shocked by that, especially watching it back with her Ariana comment about the White House.
Well, I just feel like at this point, it's like if you had said that 2 years ago, it would have been kind of whatever. But it's like saying, comparing someone to him now is like a very specific connotation.
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
it's
what
like,
happened?
Yeah. I didn't agree with it. But yeah, it was an interesting thing to say to your significant other in an argument when you're on camera and those people are your friends.
That's like, so I feel like when Lindsay gets into that type of space, it's like you could put the phone down and then come back like 20 minutes later and she wouldn't know.
Oh, for sure. I don't think I said anything the whole conversation in the kitchen. I just sat there and like listened and she just kept repeating herself and I just kept like falling asleep. I made a second bowl of ramen. We were there so long. And I was like, okay, it's time for bed. Yeah. Like you literally see me like take a deep breath after when I got to my room because I was like, I can't.
I think that would be hard for me where it's like when you're all living in the same house, it's like, you can't be like, okay, I'm going home. It's like, I want to go to my room so bad right now.
Yeah. Like, how do you get out of a conversation? Like, oh, I'm going to go to bed.
Like, you're like, you're making me sleepy yeah, right
it's
now.
Like, it's 7 p.m. Amanda. It's like, damn it.
Yeah. So you mentioned like a couple seasons ago, you were on the fence about coming back, having some mixed feelings. Obviously this season is not done yet, but how are we feeling about more Summer House, more future stuff?
I mean, I really enjoy filming. I think that it's so much fun for the most part. We have a great time. You know, I've made some amazing relationships through the show also. The airing is always the more difficult mm-hmm. part, and, you know, the haters. But I would keep doing it. Obviously, I can't keep doing it in this capacity. Like, I would love to have kids one day yes. and be pregnant. I don't think I could be in a house with a newborn while they're like having a raging yeah. theme party in the back.
You mean like the pool house?
Yeah. Yeah. Like me in the pool house with the kid, like yelling at Kyle to turn the music off because he's blasting it at 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. So, you know, I would love to keep, you know, doing the show. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity. It's not something that, you know, yeah. everyone gets to do. So just, you know, making the most of it and having the most fun while we can.
I love that. Yeah. I remember there were like a few Real Housewives of Atlanta trips where Kenya would bring her baby and she was like, everybody, like, Brooklyn's in the room. It's like,
I know, like if they're old enough, but I feel like a newborn, yeah, I just, tough. Yeah, at the house that's literally based off like partying and, yeah, you know, a bunch of people living together. It's, you know, the baby's down for a nap, but like everyone has to whisper.
Yeah, I don't think that would.
No,
those rules would
yeah,
work.
Yeah, it would not work. So we would have to, you know, either figure something out or just yeah. do something else.
Well, I'm so excited to see the rest of the season.
Me
I think
too.
Everybody else is too. Yeah, you're like bracing for impact.
Yeah, I'm like, what else did I say, and what else are we gonna see?
You're like, I didn't take notes on everything. No, so.
Definitely not.
Well, Amanda, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. And thanks everyone for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow the show wherever you listen. Watch Summer House Thursday nights on Bravo. Yeah. And until next time, be cool. Don't be all like uncool. Mention It All is produced by Dylan Hafer, Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Dylan Hafer and Ali Friedlander. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches.